people afford so many things.
Everything. new songs for you about a town called Greendale. I'm going to sing them for you. I haven't forgot my old songs, don't worry. I'll do them for you later. These songs here are about a little town called Greendale and a family living just outside of Greendale by the name of the Green family. That's Earl Green's a dad, and he returned from Vietnam in 1969 or 68. And so he's a Vietnam vet. And he became a painter when he returned. He became an artist. And he's been painting psychedelic pictures for 35 years now, 7 days a week. It's one of those things that helps him to forget about some of the things that he learned over in Vietnam and other places. And his wife, Edith, he met as soon as he got back. He met her the first week. He was kind of shell-shocked, obviously, and went out to a bar one night to have a few beers and see what it'd be like to just sit around and have a beer with some people. And he met Edith that night. She was dancing up a storm. And he fell in love with her, and they got married. And that was beautiful. Little time passed by, and they had a daughter. Actually, they had a pair of daughters, and twins. And one of them unfortunately didn't make it. But Sun Green, that's the daughter. Her name is Sun, S-U-N. She made it. And she's here with us tonight somewhere, but I think she's doing her homework. She's a good student. She's doing a book report tonight. Now, this is all very important, or I wouldn't waste my time telling you about it. Obviously, he's working on his book report. It's a book called How to Use the Media. It's written by a lawyer from California. She's also working on her year-end project, which is a little late, but she's doing a real big project. It's a very big project. It's called Save the Alaska Wilderness by Sun Green.
Double you.
1911, they built a jail in Greendale, and it's just a little one. It has one room in it and a little kind of office for the deputy outside. And Satan has been living there since it was built. He's not confined to jail like the prisoners, obviously, because we know he gets out. He gets around. You watch TV, you see a lot of them, I guess. That's what I hear anyway. I try not to watch TV that way. But, anyway, also in Greendale, there's a dock, and it's down by the harbor. And it's an old rickety dock that's been condemned. But Captain John Green keeps his boat down there. Now, Captain Green, he doesn't ever go into Greendale anymore because of very bad blood in the family. So he sends his crew in to get supplies, but he never goes in himself. So that's what's happening here. He's telling his crew to come back and just go to the hardware store, get the goods, and come on back, and it'll be fine. Don't do anything else. But they know, once they leave the dock behind, that the old man will never know what the hell they're doing. So they're gonna go to John Lee's bar tonight and listen to the Imitators. And they're gonna get lucky if they're lucky.
The devil's sidewalk, please. It's the devil's storm, please.
6 feet wide, said leaving Greendale on it. A lot of people got together and voted on it, and of course they thought green would be a good color, and they did that. But shortly after that, a private corporation came in and put up a huge billboard and blocked the leaving Greendale sign, as it's now not visible. I believe it was a Clear Channel billboard. This billboard has many good reasons for being there, aside from just, you know, spreading the word. Officer Carmichael used to park his cruiser under that billboard, and it hid his cruiser completely from oncoming traffic and coming out of Greendale, which made it possible for him to make his quota every week regularly.
Thank you. Thank you.
cop killer from that day on. They put him in jail. Carmichael was a good cop. He was the kind of cop that always watched out for the kids around the school. He was the kind of cop who always donated his time for social events and direct traffic. Make sure there were no accidents. Make sure no kids got run over. And the widow was a beautiful lady. And although Carmichael and his wife never had any kids, they were very much in love and had a nice little bungalow. But when he was shot, the widow had some of her friends over to help go through the house because there were a lot of pictures that were driving her crazy, and she couldn't stand to look at pictures of Carmichael in his police officer's uniform with his fellow officers in his cruiser. Yeah, so they took all those out and some duck hunting pictures that she didn't want. But Carmichael had some secrets. And the widow had some friends over to go through the drawers and the closets and go through Carmichael's things. kind. Thank you. We appreciate it. Out of his mind and kind of keep him on the right track. And his daughter used to come in all the time every day and check out his paintings at the end of the day. She loved her daddy and she loved those paintings. And paintings were very psychedelic looking. If you looked at them for a few minutes, you could almost see them start moving, and then after a while maybe hear some voices coming out of them. There was a lot in those pictures, but Earl couldn't sell them. He went to all the galleries, nobody wanted them. It just looked like a bunch of hippie art or something. They didn't want that. We don't need that. But Earl wouldn't stop. He just kept painting because he knew it was right. It made him feel good. And he knew he was good. And his daughter was telling him how good he was. And Edith thought they were great. Everything was fine, except he couldn't sell them. And if he started thinking about it, it was not good. He started thinking, and when he started thinking, that's when he got in trouble with himself. So he never did that too much. But the thing about this is that, you know, he could never make any money. Because he was always painting to stay straight. So he never had an income. And he had to live off Grandpa. And Grandpa was a cool old guy. He made some money a long time ago, and he didn't care. But it made Earl feel real bad. This song's about Earl. He went to a motel one night, turned on his computer, turned on the TV, decided not to go home and just spend the night in the motel. So I know you've seen this kind of thing before. This is where the folk music all was happening at one time, right? So you can help me out, because it's just me up here with this guitar. And you'll be able to tell. The song's pretty low. The song's very low, as a matter of fact. So low you can hardly understand it unless you listen.
Can't go to your friends.
Some Outside and he saw all these bands out there and these people dressed in suits with numbers on them. And microphones, generators and everything. And he said they want to interview Grandpa. Talk to him about Jet Green, find out what it was like to be in a family that had a cop. the back door and got the infrared controller out. Opened up the garage door, flew out of there in their old Eldorado. Grandma was driving.
Tommy!
She's fast. They get out of town, they went up to the Double E to visit. They thought they'd go up and see Earl and Edith's son up there. Grandpa was very excited. She was looking forward to seeing his son. When they got there, he found out his son had left. And she'd gone into town to see Jed at the jail.
Thank you.
Thank you. to walk up here.
This is yours. Try it out.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
appreciate it.